Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Mia McKenney, also known as Malia Taylor McKenney. I'm an award-winning songwriter for country artists. Some are superstars. I've been very blessed to be in the music industry for quite a while. Today, I'm here to personally invite you to a new podcast show, not just any podcast show, a new podcast show. In this show, I'm going to share my knowledge of music and invite you to share yours as well. Together, we will investigate the supernatural power behind music and discover all the questions that many people have been asking for a very long time. Music is a power, a superpower, if you will, and it comes from a very, very special place with very special powers and a very special objective. So if you are a music lover, and I know you are, we all love music. Music is everywhere. Like air, music is everywhere. So we will just, you know, check out music, listen to some music, listen to the kinds of music that we're supposed to be engaging in. We're supposed to be writing, arranging, and celebrating. Here at this show, we're going to look at it all. And to start things off, as an introductory, because I don't really want to get into a lot at one time because it's just so vast. The whole subject is huge. It's bigger than any of us. And its origins come from a very special place. Did you know that music started in the heavens? That music was created for the purpose of the glorification of God. Consider these facts. If God created music, then how are we supposed to project music? How are we supposed to take in music? These are the questions that we need to be looking at. In doing so, we want to travel many years back, only to travel back to where we are today, taking a look at music, its messages in the lyric form, and where are we today? What messages are we giving our children, ourselves, our communities, and our universe? What is humanity taking in through music? Another thing we're going to touch base on is the power of sound, vibrations, and frequencies, all which are a part of ourselves, of music, and of our universe. When you put these three together, we consider that incredible thing we've learned throughout history, and that is the power of three. Now, let's just turn the pages back a little bit, and let me throw a little scripture at you for consideration. Now, I expect everyone's going to do their homework because I know everybody's going to want to call in and share their thoughts, their knowledge, and experiences with me. The call-in number is 516-418-5515. And next Wednesday, when I open up the lines, I hope to hear from many people because we all are a product of music. We all listen to it. It creates our likes, our dislikes. And in a way, it does create our personalities and characteristics. So let's turn back the pages and go to Genesis when God spoke. Did you know when God spoke, that was the first sound released? The vibration of speech released a sound. sound of frequency and it manifested. Now that's a key word, manifestation. In the Bible, it speaks of believing as though it were so, speaking as though it already is, and having faith to make it manifest. Now God, when he spoke, the vibrations and frequencies went out. He knew already that it would manifest. So when he said, let there be life and life form, that's just amazing. From that one manifestation created a universe of life. And through that speech, words, we identify in music as lyrics, we manifest. So consider this fact, that when we speak the words in lyric form and put it to music, these are sounds and vibrations that are intertwining and creating a manifestation, a reality. Here's the thought. Back in the 50s, what was music like? Now that we're here in the millennium, what is music like? Make the clarification from fun, loving, entertaining to perverse, violent, sexual, racial, discriminatory, and can you see the big difference that music has created? We are influenced by music. We are influenced by lyrics. It paints who we are and who we are to become. So that is what this particular show is all about. We're going to look in many resources, make comparisons, and come to a conclusion on the power behind music. This is a program that I hope everyone will enjoy, and I hope that everyone will participate in. The power of music has been around for a very long time, from the beginning of time, in fact. It has been used to heal, soothe, mark time and memories, and much more. And I hope that the many people out there in radio land is hearing this and will be willing to come and participate and help me educate everyone else. I've always been fascinated with music. I've always been involved in music since I was very small. And I can imagine that each and every one of us at some point in time has used music as a resource to entertain us, maybe even heal us, maybe even bring back a few memories, to celebrate birthdays, events, special occasions. And above all, to worship and praise. And I hope that in searching out all walks of life, people will come to know that music truly has power, a power that can change everything in a person, in a society, and in a universe, and a world. So with that being said, I'm going to ask everyone to meditate and give thought to what the power of music does for you individually. And join me on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio to participate in what I feel is going to be a very interesting, educational, and compelling show. Again, my name is Mia McKenney here on Blog Talk Radio, The Power Behind Music. My call-in number is 516-418-5515. If you'd like to participate, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and send me a message under the comment line, or you can email me at MILLIEAM3@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. This has been an interesting introduction. I hope I've expressed it well, and I hope that those listening will join me on Wednesdays at 2 here on Blog Talk and totally enjoy the power of music. So as I close off, I'm going to play what I feel music is all about. See ya later, guys. Have a great day and enjoy the sounds of music.
Life, this is what I need. Satan, I rebuke you for your schemes and your